more projects under the Millennium Development Compact are being inaugurated. The latest are a $1 million water extension project at Pong Tamale and a 110-kilometer road network in Sabalugu Nantong District in the northern region. Inaugurating the project, the Vice President John Dramani Mahama said Ghana's enviable record in terms of good governance, the rule of law, transparency, and the protection of human rights serves as a catalyst that continues to deepen the relation between Ghana and the U.S., the sponsors of the projects. Our Northern Regional Correspondent Saka Mohammed reports.
The Pong Tamale water supply system costs about $1 million. One of the four lots implemented under the Tamale Water Extension Project. This water supply system stands alone, the other lots, drawing its source of water from the Nabogu River, which is 4 kilometers from the treatment plant. According to Mr. Mahama, the Millennium Challenge Account intervention provided by the USA attests to Ghana's democratic credentials and that Ghana will maintain this credential. He said water is life and therefore the people must make all efforts to protect all water bodies in their areas. He also advised them to take good care of the facility and also pay their water bills so that they can continue to enjoy the facility for a long time. The Vice President also inaugurated a 110-kilometer road network in the Sabalugu Nantong District. The project was also executed under the Millennium Challenge Account grant. The Vice President noted that good roads could facilitate development in the country. Mr. Mahama said the East Corridor Road, financed by the Brazilian government, have started and hope that others will follow suit. The CEO of the Millennium Development Authority, MIDA, Martin Essen Benjamin, said the roads have improved access for farming communities in the beneficial district to major markets and will contribute to enhanced income for the farmers. From Tamale, this has been Saka Mohammed reporting for Radio Ghana.